So this morning we'll be in message 2 on lessons concerning the human spirit. If y'all like to take that out of your binders now. I really appreciated that we have a human spirit. Didn't you get that feeling yesterday as you were listening to our brother share about our human spirit? I was like, I'm so glad that I have a human spirit. But not just that. That I have a human spirit, but my spirit is indwelt by God the Spirit. Amen. And our two spirits are mingled together as one. Amen. So that just means that the Lord is in us. And, we love the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We care what He cares about. We care about His feeling. But to exercise our spirit means that we care about Him more than anything else. Right? From last night, He's our first love. So when we exercise our spirit, He's our first love. This is the primary matter when we exercise our spirit. He's number one. We love the Lord. So we don't care necessarily about our thought at that time. This matter that's going on that I'm really concerned about. That I dislike this thing, this matter, this person, but that we love the Lord Jesus. And we say, oh, Lord Jesus, I leave that behind and I exercise my spirit.
Amen.
So, this isn't just talking about exercising our spirit in the meetings, but this comes from a line of books that's called Basic Lessons on Life. And Basic Lessons on Life means it doesn't just mean our meeting life, but it's our whole life.
Amen.
So to learn to exercise our spirit in our whole life, this is one reason that we're here in this training, is to be trained also to exercise our spirit, not just now in the training, but also for our whole life. The Lord wants us to exercise our spirit. And this means the exercise of our spirit means that He has the direction in our soul. This is what the Lord wants. You know, we have direction in our soul. We're in control of our soul. What we think about, the decisions we make, what we love, what we like. But the Lord, He wants direction of our soul. So, it's not easy to allow Him to give direction to our soul. That's why it's called an exercise. Exercise of our spirit. So, how do we exercise our spirit? Is it calling on the Lord Jesus? Amen. It is. But it's even more than that. Okay, so we'll get into that a little bit later. So where does this come from? Does anyone know where this verse is? We should know where this verse is for exercise our spirit. Where is this in the Bible? Well, in 1 Timothy 4, right? You can say 6 through 8, but really verse 7. It talks about exercising ourself unto godliness. So it doesn't specifically use this word spirit. But to exercise our spirit is to exercise ourself unto godliness. And godliness is God being manifested in the flesh. That means we want God to be expressed through us, to be manifested in us. And this is to exercise ourself unto godliness. And then the next verse, it says, but bodily exercise is profitable for, a little, right, brothers? Hallelujah. Bodily exercise is profitable for a little. But godliness is profitable for all things. Eternal. All things eternal. And in time. Everything. All things. This is what the exercise of our spirit is profitable for. So, with a matter of exercise, it points to this matter of practice. The Lord, He wants us to practice. He wants us to force ourselves a little bit to turn to Him so that He can strengthen our spirit. So the word exercise implies that there is a strengthening. Well, you don't exercise your body so that you'll be the same the next day, right? You don't wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to the gym because you're not going to be any different. But there's going to be an improvement. There's going to be a strengthening. So we exercise our spirit because we want our spirit to be strong. A lot that characterizes this age is an indifference, an indifferent spirit. You know, whether or not I do this or that, no big deal. You know, even sometimes I may think, you know, whether or not I exercise the spirit right now, it's not a big deal. You know, this is kind of like even the thought today is one of indifference. But the Lord wants us to choose to exercise our spirit at all times and in every situation with everyone we're around. There would be an exercise to learn and practice and force ourselves to exercise our spirit. So, you know, we're talking about this word exercise. Now let's talk about the word of our spirit. What kind of spirit do we have? What kind of spirit is this? Of course, we could say this is the mingled spirit. This means the Lord is there, joined to us. It's one spirit. But also, what is our spirit composed of? Yesterday we saw that it's composed of the conscience, right? So when we love the Lord, this also means that we will, you know, be sensitive to Him in our conscience, to obey the feeling in our conscience. You know, there are many things that can be between us and the Lord. So we have to take care of our conscience. And also, there's prayer and fellowship in our spirit. So we can fellowship with the Lord. And in our intuition, can have a deep sense of the Lord's feeling. And this is all in our spirit. Don't you want to have a deep sense of what the Lord feels, what the Lord cares about, what the Lord wants? This is all within our spirit. So, spirit is the most important. The Lord is the most important one within us. So let's come to the outline. Let's see. In point number one, let's all read point number one together. Our spirit being the lamp of the Lord, searching all our inward parts. So these three first points are in a way, this is kind of what our, well, not kind of, this is what our spirit is. Our spirit is the lamp. So a few things to be impressed with here is we are not made for darkness. We're not made for darkness. Our spirit is a lamp of Jehovah. We're made to shine. We don't stand with darkness in this age. And we don't stand with darkness in ourselves. Lord, we want to be open that He would shine within us. Right? We're not made for darkness. We are made, like the word lamp implies, we're made to contain the light. A lamp, you know, the picture here of the lamp is that there's a vessel of oil. And there's a wick. You know, you've seen those kind of lamps that soak up the oil. Our spirit is the wick that's soaking up the oil of the Spirit of God to be the light that shines within us. So we want to be open to the flowing of the Spirit within us so He would shine out within our heart. And it's not just that we have, you know, we should be happy. Yeah, I have a lamp, you know, the Lord's shining within me. But not just shining, but the verse here in Proverbs. Oh, maybe we can, if you have this verse sheet, it will really help. You don't have to flip through your Bible so much, but this verse sheet is called My Spirit. You can even look here. There's a good verse on what our spirit is. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is a lamp of Jehovah, searching all his innermost parts. We don't want the Lord to just be contained as a lamp in our spirit, but we want Him to search. Lord, search all our inward parts. You know, our inward parts are kind of a mess. We're an emotional mess, or a psychological mess, and me, I'm a stubborn mess. Our inward parts need the shining of the lamp. He wants to search us. Search every inward part of our heart to make it light, to express Himself as a light within us. So, our spirit is a lamp. Praise the Lord. Let's all say, Lord, search all my inward parts.
Lord, search all my inward parts.
This is to exercise our spirit to the Lord. Our spirit is also the hidden man of the heart. We can read together this verse in 1 Peter 3:4. If you don't want to turn to it in the Bible, we can read it on the sheet here, 1 Peter 3:4. Ready? But the hidden man of the heart and the incorruptible adornment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is very costly in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Very costly. So, there's another aspect of our spirit, which is our spirit as hidden man. Okay, I know this may be a little hard. The picture here is that we have an outer man, and then we kind of have an expressed man, which is what you see, you know. When you talk to me, you get my expressed man, or the man that's manifested within me. But there's something hidden. There's something called a hidden man. And this is something that's beautiful to the Lord. The emphasis on hidden man is beauty. So the Lord wants, whenever we exercise our spirit and we are people of our spirit, our hidden man is beautiful to Him. you know, this word here, meek and quiet spirit. This is a spirit that is submissive to the Lord. It's dependent on the Lord. And, you know, within us, sometimes we just have this kind of rebellious heart that just wants to do our own thing, or we argue. And this is something no one else sees. You know, we could be sitting here in our chairs, even having the same thing. Why do I have to be there? It's like, you know, 9:45. When is this going to be over? Or we can have a submissive will towards the Lord and a meek and quiet spirit. And what does the Lord see when He sees someone with a submissive will that's just dependent fully on Him, that no one else knows? It's hidden. He sees beauty. Oh, you're beautiful. So, this is what it is to have a meek and quiet spirit. So also our regenerated spirit is our inner man. In Ephesians 3:16, who knows this verse? Maybe we could turn to it and read it. It's a good one. We need to be strengthened. Lord, strengthen us right now.
Amen.
Strengthen us. So Ephesians 3:16. Ready? That
He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened
with power through His Spirit unto the inner man. So, you know, with the hidden man, it's kind of hidden. It's meek, it's quiet, submissive. But now we have strength. You know, we need to be active. Our spirit is active and strong. There's an inner man in us that wants to be strengthened. So, you know, He's so strong that we don't need to deal with our weaknesses. We don't need to all the arguments within us, all the problems, all the confusions in our relationships, within our heart. We don't deal with it. There's an inner man that's strong and active. When we call on Him, Lord Jesus, He is active to deal with all the problems that we have within our heart. He's the inner man. So I would also say something about, I want to say something about fear. The inner man has no fear. When our inner man is strengthened, you know, I'm a little bit timid sometimes, you know, especially in a bigger crowd of people, and especially when there's a lot of people maybe in a prayer meeting praying. It's kind of, you know, like a little fearful. You don't want to say the wrong thing, or, you know, I don't want to be too much, or even talking to people on the campus. You know, there's a little bit of fear within us. Oh, what if they say this? What if they don't? don't have a good response. There's kind of a fear. But we have an inner man. An inner man can be strengthened. And when we strengthen this inner man, we will have no fear of anyone or any situation. This is what our inner man is becoming in us. Someone strong that has... He just wants to be active to speak for the Lord. He wants to be active to pray. This is what we become when we exercise our spirit. Our inner man is made strong. Okay, and so now we're going to have some aspects of exercising our spirit. Here in point four, let's all read this together. Our spirit needs you to be stirred up. Do what you can to stir up your spirit. Stir up your spirit. There's lots of ways to stir your spirit up. Oh, you can thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, I can be here at the college training. Oh, I'm so thankful to you. You can praise the Lord. Praise you for the situation. Praise you for my roommate. Praise you for not getting that much sleep last night. Or whatever, I don't know your situation. You can praise the Lord. But I don't stand with whatever's going on. I just want to stir myself up. So there's a good verse on stirring up. You can read later. Ezra 1:1-5 is also on this My Spirit sheet. Talking about being stirred up for the house of God. And one thing about stirring up, allow others to stir you up. You know, sometimes when you're in your inner mind or just mad or something, someone says, oh, Lord Jesus. And I don't want to say, oh, Lord Jesus. You say, oh, let's pray. I don't want to pray. Let's sing a hymn. I don't want to sing a hymn. But then you have this resisting to not want to be stirred up. But we should want to stir up the brothers. And when the brothers, when we stir them up, they're like, amen, I want to be stirred up. Amen. So we're open to others stirring up, Lord Jesus. Amen. And you say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, see, he's open to be stirred up. Amen. You know, this is a lot of times this is my, you know, because you're thinking, you're the wheels are turning like, oh, they just want to blah, 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 blah. You know, but just be open to be stirred up by the brothers and sisters. Amen. And stir yourselves up. There's a good verse, you can also write this down, is Isaiah 64:7. Being stirred up by calling on His name. We can, in the morning, we can, oh man, we just need to be stirred up. Oh, stirred up. Don't you want to be stirred up? I'm tired of being just a cesspool of opinions and a cesspool of just thoughts going in my head, but all stirred up. Get some fresh life into the pot. You know, the Lord just wants to dispense more life into us. So stir up our spirit by calling on the Lord. And point number five, our spirit needing to be burning. Here's another verse, burning. Romans 12:11. Let's read that one together. It's on your sheet or in your Bible. Ready? Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Burning in spirit. There's also 2 Timothy 1:6, which is fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. You know, I didn't have one of the grills that was the nice one. You just turn on the switch and the grill comes on. But I had a charcoal pit in my house, and that was the only way I could grill chicken for my wife, is charcoal pit. So it would take, you know, like 30 or 45 minutes to get it going. And which, you know, when you light the fire, sometimes it just doesn't want to go. And you light it and you have to fan, and then that means the fire needs oxygen. You need to get oxygen to the flame. Breathe the Lord's name. Lord Jesus. We're fanning into flame the gift of God. and fan others into flame. We should also be those that can, when we're burning, we should burn others. Just by being around them, our heart is, oh, I want this brother to be burning. Our sister. So our spirit needs to be burning. It can fan into flame. Okay, now point number six. Let's all read this one together. Our spirit indwelt by the Holy Spirit, needing to be the faculty of our prayer. So there's a faculty of our prayer. What does that mean? That doesn't mean it's our mind. Our mind isn't what we used to pray, or just because we're, from our emotions, you know. Mostly, we're people that can, if we're not in our spirit, we're praying in our mind. Which is okay if you start there. It's okay. Sometimes you just got to get the ball rolling. You know, start to pray in your mind. But eventually, you say, Lord Jesus, I need you. Lord Jesus, I love you. That's why this Lord, isn't it so good that the Lord has given us His name? That's the quickest way, if you want to get the ball rolling. That's why we say, Lord Jesus. Because exercising our spirit isn't just about an activity of, oh, you need to exercise your spirit. But it's about the person of the Lord Jesus. We want Him. And we want Him to live out of us, come out of us, and be expressed through us. So that's why we exercise our spirit. And that's I'm so glad that this truth has been handed down to us, so we know how to daily practice expressing the Lord. Otherwise, we could be just walking around thinking a lot and thinking we're doing something that's good. You know? Even in our praying, we can be just kind of considering, and there's a lot of ums and things, and you just think, oh, that's good, right? That's the goal, is just to say those words, or the goal is to read the Bible, or the goal is to sing, you know, a good hymn. Oh, may a clear controlling vision of the Lord's economy direct my heart. You know, is that the goal? Is this just singing a hymn? The goal is to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
So when we're singing, we're exercising our spirit.
Amen.
We know where the target is, you know? Whatever we're doing, we got a target all the time. So, the Spirit needing to be, our Spirit indwelt with the Holy Spirit needing to be the faculty of our prayer. I really enjoy another verse. It's 1 Timothy 2:8. It's about, not just, in Ephesians 6:18, this is praying at any time in spirit. It's very particular, praying at any time. What time? Anytime. And also in 1 Timothy 2:8, it's in every place. I desire, therefore, that you pray in every place. And also right after it says, lifting up holy hands without wrath or reason. Lifting up holy hands. What does this mean? Lifting up holy hands. Well, that means, can you lift up your hands when you pray, your holy hands? It means, are your hands sanctified so that they're holy? What are we doing with our hands? What are we involved in with our hands? We want to be able to pray and lift up our, in a sense, spiritually, lift up our holy hands to the Lord in prayer. So the Lord wants to sanctify what we do with our hands. You know, spiritually speaking, and without wrath or reason. Wow, it's hard to pray if you have a lot of wrath, if you have a lot of reason. But the Lord wants us to pray in every place. No wrath, no reasoning. Wrath is where? Our emotions, full of wrath. Oh man, Lord Jesus. And reasonings in our minds. No wrath or reasoning. But we can leave the wrath, we can leave the reasoning behind, and we can just lift up our holy hands. Lord Jesus, thank you, you're sanctifying my entire being. I love you. Lord Jesus, this is to pray in spirit. This is the faculty of our prayer. So, now another brother is going to speak. And while he's speaking, maybe let's read Ephesians 6:18 together. I mean, while he's getting ready to come up.
By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints.
Praise the Lord for our human spirit. And from last college training last year, and still remember 2 Timothy 1:6, for this cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. So yesterday, just follow the burden, you know, this is not an unfamiliar topic, but it is the topic that worth of many, many reminding. And Paul needs to remind Timothy of fanning his flame, his spirit into flame. And how much more we today live in the dark age, live in the degradation of the church. How much more we need to be reminded to fan into flame our spirit. And, you know, the focus of the Lord's recovery is our mingled spirit.
Amen.
And the distinction of the recovery, the characteristic of the recovery is the spirit. I'm not sure what is your understanding when we say we need to love the Lord with our best love. And you know what it means to me? That means exercise our spirit. And where is the Lord today? The Lord is not just somewhere in the air, but the Lord is in our spirit. When we say we need to love the Lord with our best love, we need to take care of the person that is within us. And He is in our spirit. Like Nathan shared earlier, you know, when we talk about exercising our spirit, it's really we're taking care of the person that is living within us. We need to cherish this part. You know, nowadays in a society, there's a lot of, you know, health consciousness, especially in LA, you know, and talk about health food, health eating, health cooking, health this, health that, eventually all confused. What is really worked? Well, they just show you that is a multi-million dollars industry. People want to take care of their health. They realize the importance of their health, the preciousness of their physical life. But saints, however much you take care of it, that only lasts for 100 years. Right? That does not have eternal value. But we need to exercise ourselves unto godliness.
Amen.
And we don't want to occupy our time with just taking care of our body. I'm not saying that is not good. But there is something more worth of our investing our time, our energy, our focus. It's our spirit.
Amen.
If you spend 3 hours on taking care of healthy cooking, shopping, that involves a lot of hours there. How about we spend half an hour to exercise our spirit?
Amen.
To cherish it, to strengthen it, to exercise it, make it healthy and sound. Right? And we don't want to be deceived. Praise the Lord for our human spirit.
Amen.
Without the human spirit, we are automatically outside of the divine history.
Amen.
We are just purely in the human history, which will end up in zero. We need to be exercising our spirit. And again, I just want to mention a few points here in related to the points that we just covered with stirring up and our spirit and our spirit needing to be burning. And all this with exercise of our spirit, there's a very key point I want you to pick up is it is related to your mouth. You cannot say you exercise your spirit and keep your mouth closed. Right? I don't mean you have to be loud. But you have to open your mouth in order to stir it up. You get that air in, that oxygen. You need to have some opening. Right? If you want to stir it up, you need to stir it up with your mouth. You cannot try to close your mouth and think in your mind, stir in your mind. Eventually, you just stir up your mind. You have to open your mouth. Softly, quietly, or loudly. Make no difference, but open your mouth. And just a little observation, you know, in your morning revival time, I generally notice that many of you are a little too quiet. I'm not sure that you really touch your spirit. And I know it's not the easiest thing to do. That's why the word exercise implies here. You have to somewhat exert some strength and go against your feeling. Amen. And you can start it with softly, I tell you. You just start open your mouth. That will do a wonder to your spirit somehow. But if you just close your mouth, I will guarantee you will never get to your spirit. But if you just start to open your mouth, even just like sighing, just like, oh, 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 oh Lord. The key is opening your mouth. You cannot exercise stirring up your spirit without opening your mouth. Amen. Keep our mouth open. Amen. Open wide. I will feel it. That is from a psalm. You know, every college campuses, they have a classroom and a multi-million gymnasium. But they don't have a gymnasium for spirit. And nowadays, also, there are a lot of spiritual talk. They're using this word spiritual or spirit. But I want to charge you, brothers and sisters, don't be curious into those kinds of talks and teaching out there talking about spirit. Satan is also spirit, but evil spirit. But our Lord is the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The spirit that gives life.
Amen.
These are just a side point related to this. And don't be curious. Adventure into those kinds of spirituality. But the purest spirituality that you can get is in the church life. The Lord's recovery is characterized with the pure truth and also with the exercise of the Spirit.
Amen.
Don't be curious, young people. If you really want to exercise your spirit, come to the meeting. Be with the saints. You will touch the Lord, not touch some weird spirit. Okay, let's go on with the outline. How about read again, point six, huh? Amen. Needing to be a faculty of our prayer. Again, prayer. Here, don't be quiet. Open up your mouth and pray audibly. Pray audibly. And a prayer really is an exercise that rejecting our feeling. Most of us, we are not in a mood of prayer. But we need to reject the unwillingness to pray. But once you pray, you can realize there's something within you started to operate. Something within you started to rising up. Something within you started to flow. But the more you pray, the more you touch the Lord. I'm so glad that I'm with a group of serving ones that know how to touch the Spirit. And you just a joy to be with those who know how to exercise their Spirit. With the student who know how to touch their Spirit through praying. Hallelujah for praying.
Amen.
Pray all times, in all place. How about point seven?
The Spirit should be the means of our worship.
About look at the verse there on the verse sheet. Read John 4:24.
Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
And there are in today's Christianity or any kinds of religion, they have their form and their definition of worship. But according to this verse, if there is no spirit, no worship. It doesn't matter of what methods you use. You can be singing, if in no spirit, no worship. You can have a message, no spirit, no worship. You can have benediction, no spirit, no worship. It's just like in the Old Testament, you can have a sacrifice, but no fire. There's no worship. You can have all the patty on the grill, but no fire. No enjoyment, right? No fragrance. Don't you like the smell that come out from the barbecue? Those are good. There's a flavor there. You know what? If our worship to God, if no spirit, without that fire, God cannot get any food. God cannot enjoy any flavor, right? And people cannot smell their fragrance. Right? We need to exercise our spirit in our meeting. Especially with our singing. Right? And we need to sing not just with our throat. Not just with a beautiful voice. We need to sing with our spirit. And how about we have a group of brothers here. Have a little demonstrate. How about these brothers here, first two rows? You sing the song that we sang last night, 1273. How about sing stanza one? Give them a little time here. Can you, brother, stand up? And how about facing all the saints there as you're singing? 1273. Amen. Stanza one. Without guitar. Okay. Brothers, let's start singing now. Amen. Let's imagine now is a whole meeting here about to start. Let them have us singing here. I wonder what these brothers are going to do.
Church has fallen off, but the life is missing, so overcome the greater Christianity. All your working lay aside, all your teachings that divide, the Lord when every tide overcome.
I would say this is a typical brother singing. But I say typical, it's not, that means need to be improved. You can see there's some room to be improved, right, Josh? Amen. Josh said, yes, there is some room to be improved. Of course, this brother, you know, tried to get the tune going. But as you can tell, as they sing a little more into the song, they get a little better. But I can tell they can get better. How about one more time, brother? With more exercise of your spirit and more focus on what the song is about, sing into the word of the song with your spirit. How about one more time? And you can watch they're different.
Call us once again. To this call we say amen. Overcome.
Amen.
For the church has fallen low, thinking everything they know. That the Lord is missing, so overcome.
Amen.
Overcome.
Amen.
Overcome. Overcome the greater Christianity.
Amen.
All your working lay aside, all the teachings that divide. defeating the Lord when every tide overcomes.
Okay, now do it one more time. This is better than the first time. Now forget that there is 400 people in the room.
Amen.
And only you brothers together. Now, so facing each other. Amen. Facing each other. Amen. Forget about me here. Forget about all the people around. You are only... the Lord is right in the middle.
Amen.
You sing to the Lord.
Amen.
Through your spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ
has fallen
once again,
but He comes once again. To His
coming, sing
and overcome. Amen.
For the church has fallen low, thinking everything they know. But the light business is so overcome.
Amen.
Overcome. Overcome. Overcome degraded Christianity.
Amen.
All your working lay aside, all the teachings that divide. Meet the Lord when every tide overcome.
Amen.
Overcome.
Amen.
Overcome degraded Christianity.
Amen.
All your working
lay aside, all your teaching that divide.
Meet the Lord when every tide overcome.
Amen.
Come.
Hallelujah! Amen! Overcome! That's good, brother. Thank you. Can you see the difference? And it just needs some exercise to bring you out of yourself. There are layers. Layers that you need to come out. Right? And first, your self-consciousness. Second, maybe you're conscious about how you sing. I didn't critique on any how their tone. That doesn't matter. They make a lovely noise. What we need to focus is our spirit. We sing with our spirit to the Lord.
Amen.
You can have the best voice, but without the spirit. Just like barbecue without the fire. Saints, may this be our exercise every time when we come together, when we are with the saints. And even the way we sit in the meeting can tell if you exercise your spirit. Right? And if you not exercise your spirit, just imagine Friday night, you have a long week at school, and wow, there's a beautiful, comfy couch. You just sit down, lie down like this. I tell you, that spirit all collapse with your body. You can make yourself at home, right? But we want to be a spirit exercise being.
Amen.
I don't think the spirit allowed you, actually, just to be like that, right? And especially when we are meeting with the saints, as the church, at the Lord's table meeting, at the prayer meeting, at the home meeting. Sometimes, you know, how a person sit really drag my spirit down. And but how we sit can actually stir up each other's spirit.
Amen.
And that is just a small thing that affects our spirit.
Amen.
Right? May we help each other to be in our spirit.
Amen.
And be reminded, oh, I need to be in my spirit.
Amen.
How this brother look? He look at me, just through his look into my spirit.
Wow.
Right? And our smile, our greeting with one another will usher us into our spirit. Hallelujah for our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. About point 8.
Our spirit
needs
to take the lead in enjoying the Lord.
Amen. Without our spirit, without exercising our spirit, I tell you, the same song or same verse that you read, you can have a different way of enjoyment. If you just read it simply with your mind, try to analyze it, I tell you, the enjoyment right away gone. You have no enjoyment. You started right away question, why you say that? Why this verse is not even Englishly right? You know, and all these kinds of things started to come out. You don't talk about any enjoyment anymore, right? But when you exercise your spirit, the enjoyment started to come. Right? Amen. Don't you enjoy memorizing the verses now?
Amen.
I can tell all the ones that came out here. It's not a a chore, a burden, a duty. But the brothers, I can tell, they started enjoying the verse. Hallelujah! It's enjoyable, right?
Amen.
Amen. We need to exercise our spirit in order to enjoy. You come to a meeting. The meeting is enjoyable or not. It really depends on if you are using your spirit. If you are exercising your spirit. You know, the quietest, it may not be a that high a meeting, but if you exercise a meeting, exercise your spirit, that meeting will be a third heaven meeting.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't depend on who are the speaker, who is in the meeting, but it really depends on our spirit. When we exercise our spirit, we are enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
You can enjoy the Lord with a 6-year-old. You can enjoy the Lord with a 60-year-old. It doesn't matter if you exercise your spirit. How about next point? Point 9. Amen. Let's read that verse from 1 Corinthians 14:32. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to prophets. Amen. This verse indicates that our spirit is subject to us. And I don't wait for inspiration. Don't wait for kinds of feeling to come upon you. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Exercise your spirit. When you are one with the spirit, the word just comes. And oftentimes, when I'm want to share something, even oftentimes Lord's Day, during the prophesying meeting, actually, I'm not quite, I have a lot to share, I wanted to share at the same time, but I'm not quite sure what I want to share. So at that point, you know what? Should I wait? No. I just have to stand up. When I stand up, open the word, open the mouth, then the word just started to flow. And even sometimes, the word that I didn't even think about, it just flow out. Right, Eric? Hallelujah. So exercising our spirit, and our spirit is subject to us. And this is a very easy to experience, saints, just needing our cooperation and our willingness. And next few points, how about we just have brothers and sisters alternate. We start with brothers, verse point 10.
Our spirit knowing the things of men.
Amen.
Purposing in our spirit.
Believing a person in our spirit.
Together. Exercising our spirit by doing the above mentioned things. And these few points, I don't feel like we need to dig into it, except how about we go to read the corresponding verses. Our spirit knowing the things of man is from 1 Corinthians 2:11. Just go to the verse sheet there. 1 Corinthians 2:11.
Except the spirit of man which is in him. In the same way, the things of God also no one has known except the spirit of God.
Amen. And so we know a person is not just by what they say. And we need to know, if you want to really know their person, you need to know their spirit. You have no way to know their spirit unless you exercise your spirit. And how about next one, on Mark 2a. Okay, how about sister read it for us? Amen. And purposing in our spirit, Acts 19:21, brothers.
And when these things were fulfilled, all
purpose in his spirit to pass through Macedonia and Achaia and go to Jerusalem and say, after I have been there, I must also see Rome.
Amen. And then judging a person in our spirit. How about judging? Judging. Judge a person in our spirit. And Paul's spirit is so strong. He can do all these things by his spirit. This is not a psychological thing. But it's spirit. Right? And I don't think I need to get into too detail on this. Saints, this will come spontaneously as we are used to exercising our spirit. I don't want you to just simply quote something, oh, I purpose in my spirit as a kind of a saying. But as we are used to exercising our spirit in a regular way, in a skillful way, these things will just come automatically. We can perceive a person in our spirit, and we can judge certain things, understand certain situations in our spirit, make certain decisions in our spirit. Right? And hallelujah. Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
How about we all say, Lord Jesus, I love my spirit.
Amen.